East-West Hot Stove. Gentlemen, good afternoon. Now, of course, I know for the last 24, 48 hours, you've both been waiting with bated breath to discuss the merits of the soon-to-be-announced World Cup, and let's do that. And Al, I'll start with you. I am digging the idea of an all-Euro extra team and an under-23 North American team, but I'll leave it all open to you. Thoughts on what's being proposed for a World Cup in 2016?
I would like to know, when they do this news conference, which one he's and which one ha's, the NHLPA or the NHL. Because you could get a committee of donkeys and not come up with a worse idea.
What the hell?
An under 23, well, in the first place, that's preposterous. You're on the team or you're not. And then to have a mongrel team, how long will these national anthems take? We're going to play every one from every country that's, you know, our collection of, is that part schnauzer and part golden retriever? You play, if it's a World Cup, you've got your countries and you play. Putting this potpourri together, they have come up with more costume jewelry than one of those where the guys pretend to be women's convention. This is preposterous. This is insane what they're proposing to do. It's bad enough that they take the spotlight from the league, but now they're even making it even cheaper. Let's see if we can't make this thing even more ridiculous. We'll have an age limit, and then we'll make up country. Really good. Now, Eric, get an acoustic guitar and tell me why this is We Are the World is good.
Well, I was just imagining what that World Cup final would be like between no fixed address and the young stars. You know, can you imagine? You know, like how do you promote that? How do you promote that? I'm assuming that they think that these two teams are going to be cannon fodder for the rest of the teams, and eventually you'll get your Canada United States final or your Canada Russia final, and be able to wrap this tournament up in a flag, and everyone will forget about what happened in the preliminary stages. I mean, everything you said, although I wouldn't have said it nearly as colorfully, are the notes that are sitting there in front of me. I mean, I don't understand. Like, first, what would be the motivation for a guy like Andrzej Kopitar from Slovenia to bond with Zdeno Chara from Slovakia? I mean, other than the fact that the countries kind of sound a lot alike and people confuse them occasionally, they have nothing in common. They have nothing in common. They are completely separate national entities. So for them to try and come together for a common, I don't get it. I mean, it's an easy fix. You know, you put Slovakia in as a seventh country because I think that they would have a competitive team. They have good players in Slovakia right now, players in their prime that would, you know, that occasionally show up. You know, 2010, the Olympics gave Canada a scare, and then you have a qualifying tournament for one. So if you have to have eight, and I don't see why you have to have eight, but have a qualifying tournament and let Denmark play Germany, play whomever, and somebody gets to play with the big boys, and then they can be cannon fodder. But at least then it divides on national ground. So I don't get it. I'm hoping that somewhere at the 11th hour, someone comes to their senses and says, this is ridiculous. This is just ridiculous. Because it becomes a farce. You know, that's the problem. It becomes a bit of a farce. And I just, I don't know where, you know, why, when they floated this trial balloon and everyone thought it was a terrible idea, that they're still going to go forward with it. That's the part that surprises me, because this was allowed to leak a long time ago, and it was like, what a bad idea. And a lot of times when they float these trial balloons, that's the purpose of it, just to see what the reaction is. And the, you know, the reaction was, again, not nearly as colorful as Al's, but pretty consistent along that basis, and yet it sounds like they're going forward with it.
But you understand, Eric, that's because we've been set down gimmick lane. It started with a wonderful thing, the outdoor game, the Winter Classic, and look, I live in this country, but if you can gimmick anything up, we do it better than anybody. You've got your offices in New York, which is gimmick central, and this is what they've come up with. It's literally, they're selling the bells and whistles, and that's throughout, and that's from the shootout on out. They're all bells and whistles, and if it gets you on SportsCenter, then we're going to give you more bells and whistles.
Well, I have to jump in here and tell you this is the sports talk radio equivalent of being told there's no Easter Bunny. This is disappointing to me because, gentlemen, it is a gimmick. The World Cup is a gimmick. It is not the Olympic. It's not the World Juniors. It's not even the World Hockey Championships. So why not be creative, Al? You're right. It is a gimmick. I'm not, but we accept that. We know that going in. Why not try something?
Because it doesn't need it. They refuse to acknowledge the beauty of the sport and the fans acknowledging that they love the sport without this. You don't need a gimmick. You don't, if you own a Testarossa, you don't need dice on the mirror. It looks ridiculous. They're putting dice on every mirror. It's awful. And I'm not an old fuddy-dud that you can't change anything. But I don't want to mess with this. I don't want a carnival. I don't want an umpa band at every corner. It's preposterous. This is the dope, and they've done a lot of dopey things, but they've done a lot of great things. This is the dopiest thing I've seen yet.
Eric?
Well, same, you know. I mean, the league is trying to be inclusive. That's how I read it. The idea is that, you know, let's not, you know, we've got Danes coming in the league. We've got Slovenes coming in the league. You know, we've got to allow the top players of countries that are not the traditional hockey powers a chance to compete in the World Cup too. And so this is their solution. But as I said, I offered a different solution. I mean, I get that, you know, that there's something to be said for Cinderella. You know, Slovenia went in the Olympics and no one thought that they'd win any games, and they won two, and they were fun to watch. And, you know, it's always a great story when you've got Andrzej Kopitar and a whole bunch of guys that make a living as carpenters go to the Olympics and beat somebody that plays hockey professionally. That's fantastic. That's the essence of sport. It doesn't have to be hockey. It can be any of these things. But there is a way of doing that. And that's, as I outlined, you have a qualification tournament for the eighth spot. You let the Slovaks in. And then you have a real hockey tournament. You have a real hockey tournament. And people, you know, right or wrong, people love to see national competition, and people want to see best on best. See, I don't think you get best on best in this format, Rob. I'll go back to where I started. Where is the motivation for team the rest of the world? You know, what is it? You know, to prove what exactly? I mean, I don't know what they prove. You know, so if they're there to be cannon fodder, you know, other than playing for professional pride, that's the problem I have. If you have to have a World Cup, and I think you should have a World Cup, you know, and especially if you're having trouble finding a format, stick to six teams. Just start with six and make it a modest thing and see how that goes. And then if you want to, 4 years from now, expand it to eight and come up with a play-in format to fill the rest of the bracket, then do so. You can easily do six because you'd have a round robin and four teams qualify, and you have a semifinal, you have a final, you have a champion, and then on to training camps.
And what about the other one? What did the under 23 team win? Did McDavid beat Canada? What? I don't get it.
Yeah, McDavid and Eichel ganging up on Finland or something.
Tune in for that. Are you kidding me? That's awesome. See, here's the thing, Eric. You asked a question, so let me give you a quick answer. Kopitar is never going to win an international tournament in his country. Boddicker isn't going to. You have all of these, the Swiss players, Swiss may, but you know what my point being is, their motivation would be doing something against the big guys. That whole, you mentioned the underdog. Al, this mongrel team would be the ultimate underdog, wouldn't it?
Probably would be the ultimate underdog. I have no interest in a team of a collection like that. To me, I watch the countries play. That's why they have the Olympics.
Yep.
God knows by then what country's going to be where anyway with the price of oil. God knows what's going to happen. I have no idea how you sit around and think this stuff up and just think, well, they'll buy it. We'll make a fortune. I'm so appalled by it. I can't believe how upset I was when they started. And they're doing it again. They're doing it again. They're trashing this thing up again. And it's not even a World Cup to me. It's a fake thing that they've put together.
Well, I got to admit, I feel 2 pounds per
you're
square
wrong.
Inch.
You're wrong.
I
can't
know
help
I
you
am.
You're wrong.
Totally. I feel 2 pounds
per square.
I hope
you're just playing devil's advocate, Rob. You don't really believe what you're saying, right?
Yes, I
did. Enough when I was on with that guy in the morning. Don't start going down that road.
Well, this all I'm going to say about this is I feel like I'm deflated by about 2 pounds per square inch.
Okay,
there you go.
And Rob, we're 9 minutes in the segment, and we haven't even touched on the fact that the real reason for the World Cup is because of money. You know, like
absolutely. But the whole reason for everything the NHL does is money. The whole reason why they haven't agreed to the Olympics is money, right?
Exactly. But the point is, if you're going to do it, you have to be more transparent about it. You know, you just have to, you know, this is a money grab. That's essentially what they're saying. This is a money grab, and we feel that we can get we can maximize the dollars in this tournament by putting it just in Toronto, because we know people in Toronto will buy tickets for anything, and we don't have to pay travel costs, and it's just going to be there, and we're going to make a lot of money, and that's what makes it so good.
And to me, part of this is the big Rogers deal. Doesn't this feel like horses built by committee? In a way
that
what could we do? What would spike television? Well, you know, not too many people are going to watch Canada, Denmark. But if it was all the cast off, and that's, I get it. It's a gimmick. It just feels like it was built by television people.
Yeah, see, Rob, people loved Canada, Denmark in the quarterfinals of the World Junior. They loved it. They loved it. They loved cheering for the Danes, you know, as they, you know, were the lovable underdogs. And then they got a chance. They won a game. They got a chance to play with the big boys. People loved it. I think people would rather have that than young stars and team of no fixed address.
I love that name, by the way. That answers a question for me.
Well, that's their logo, isn't it? You know, NFA, no fixed address.
Well, and
a flag, you know, they'll have a no fixed address.
Al raised the best question of all. How long does it take to go through the national anthems?
Yeah, let's do them all. We'll do a little bit of each one.
Gentlemen.
Well, everybody samples these days. I mean, I suppose national anthems can be sampled too. So.
You know, guys, this is fantastic. We run out of time. I really did want to ask about the best rivalry in hockey right now.
LA Chicago.
Okay. And Al?
LA Chicago. Eric, you come on week after week and tell me players should go to LA because they can get through because they don't care as much.
LA Chicago. Great rivalry right now.
Yeah, but we saw didn't we see the best rivalry last night in Pittsburgh and Philly?
Absolutely. It doesn't matter where they are. Crosby comes on. It's because of Crosby. They come on, and it's chaotic. It was the Stanley Cup playoffs here, because they're not going to go to the playoffs.
Sure,
they finally got something like that.
Right.
They carried on afterwards when Ronaldo lost his mind. So, to me, that's the best one. You tune in, and you get that. But I don't think L.A. Chicago can compare to when Edmonton and Calgary and those natural things like that, or Denver and Colorado and Detroit.
Well, the correct answer was the best rivalry in hockey is the North American Under-23 against the team from No Fixed Address. We've run out of time. We'll pick up on this next week. Guys, this was awesome. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys. Bye.